Carolina Panthers, already with a positive force in the universe with the first overall pick in the draft. Bryce Young, ready to lead this team to the Super Bowl. Maybe not this year, but down the road, I'm sure. The Hall of Honor has welcomed in two legends of the franchise and a legend of Panthers coverage. Darren Gant, Ask the Old Guy at Panthers.com, is with us to talk about Julius Peppers and Mishin Mohammed. And how are you, my friend?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. Yes. That's right. That's all we got.
That's it. No, just great. Just great. Nothing more needs to be said.
Right.
Some things you don't need to polish up. They stand on their own merit.
Let me ask you before we get to Julius Peppers, which he hasn't retired that long ago, so not a big deal that he is going in this year. It occurs to me that Mishin Mohammed has not been a thing for a while in the NFL. Is second all time in yards,
yep,
receptions, touchdowns, games played at the wide receiver position. Only Steve Smith has been a better wide receiver in Panthers history. Why has it taken so long?
Well, I think part of it was there was a long time when there wasn't a lot of activity with the Hall of Honor, and when Dave Tepper took over, I think it was one of the things he prioritized was getting that going again and being a little more proactive with some of that. There was a four-person class in 2019 with Steve Smith, Jordan Groves, Jake DeLome, and Wesley Walls. And this is the kind of thing you can always debate, you know, this guy or why not him first and what's the order and those kind of things. We can kick that stuff around in July because that's what we do on Sports Talk Radio in July. Right?
Absolutely.
It's the Mount Rushmore of something or other. But, you know, I think once you get through those guys, I mean, once Steve goes in, Moose was pretty apparent and very deserving, obviously, to go in there. Because if you think about it, I mean, it's not just second in franchise history behind some guy named Steve Smith. Mohsin Mohammed is one of the top 30 to 50 wide receivers to ever play the game of football. He's 27th in receptions all time, 33rd in receiving yards. And I think, you know, when you say those numbers in that context about Moose, I think it would probably catch people by surprise a little bit. But this guy was extremely prolific for a long, long time and wasn't just a receiver. I mean, he was obviously capable of making big plays. You know, we've all seen the highlights. We remember the Super Bowl, the 85-yard touchdown, still the longest play in Super Bowl history. Scoring play in Super Bowl history. So he's obviously capable of big plays, but I think we may have lost sight over the years of just how consistently productive and prolific he actually was.
Darren Gant is joining us, Panthers.com, here as Mishin Mohammed and Julius Peppers go into the Carolina Panthers Hall of Honor. Didn't the Washington football team kind of start this tradition a long time? I don't know why I'm bringing that up. I just think they started this tradition, and it's a good one. We should, like the Carolina Hurricanes started that this past season, where they're having their own franchise Hall of Fame. And I think it's important, especially for a franchise like Carolina, to honor the greats. I know we have the Sam Mills statue, right? But they should honor the greats. They're playing catch-up.
And I think it's important, too, at the same time. It's good to do it. You know, if you were looking back over the scope of 28, 29 years, would you like to scatter them out a little more over the course of that? Maybe. But I think it's also important, and this kind of dovetails. People always ask about retiring numbers and stuff like that. And I think it's important not to go too far too fast with that kind of stuff, not be blinded by the moment. But there's so many guys when you're talking about almost 30 years of franchise history. There have been so many great names. And I'll be honest with you, it seems unusual. And people, you know, have asked me before who aren't in this market about, you know, guys coming up for the Hall of Fame and stuff like that. There is a run of guys coming here pretty soon who are going to be involved in conversations about things beyond the Hall of Honor, too. I mean, I just think when you start looking at Julius, Luke Kuechly, Steve Smith, I mean, there are a bunch of guys coming up soon, including that one guy, number one, whenever he decides he's a retired NFL player, is going to be a part of those conversations too. So it's good stuff. I mean, it's obvious when you see the reaction to this kind of stuff and when you see the reaction to these guys, to see what it means to them. You know, I think it moves them. And for a guy, it was neat catching up with Moose. And we'll have some more about our conversations with Mohsin Mohammed coming up at Panthers.com. You'll want to tune in for all the latest on that over the next week or so, because we've got a lot of good content coming on Hall of Honor stuff. So about Moose and Julius as well.
Let me the resume for Julius Peppers is kind of a cartoon. Number two overall pick in 2002, Defensive Rookie of the Year, three times first team All-Pro, three times second team All-Pro, nine-time Pro Bowler, All-Decade Team in the 2000s, the 2010s, All-American at North Carolina, 2001 unanimous, two-time All-ACC first team, North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame, 2021. I mean, it's just insane. And right. I think the second iteration of Peppers has added, at least from what I gather, a great gentleman as well to all of them.
Right. Yeah, and that the only thing you left out is he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Talking about Pep. Yeah, I mean, it's just he is one of those guys who, when you start talking about his resume, it's like, what did he not do? Mm-hmm. And he had a really neat – it was kind of an interesting comment when I was talking to him, and not to – tease it again too much, but it'll be part of the story we write about Julius coming up here in the next few days. When I was talking to him about his place on the all-time sack list, he didn't really realize at the time he retired he was fourth, and he was like, well, I mean, if I wanted to be higher on the list, I could have played another year and got another six or eight sacks. And it was just so matter of fact, and it's like, well, yes, he could have. That is easily a thing he could have done if it had occurred to him that that was a thing he needed to do. I mean, he just – the thing I always remember about Julius is he was capable of these otherworldly athletic feats that people just can't do. And, I mean, there are 100 stories from teammates about, yeah, were you there that day when he mm-hmm. – fill in the blank. And there are a million of those, and it's – you know, you remember the long return in Denver. Well, there was a play right before that when he came from the backside of the play and corralled a bootlegging Jake Plummer in the opposite direction. They were at the goal line. Denver's at the goal line about to go in. Julius comes from the backside of the play and chases a pretty mobile Jake Plummer down from behind on the opposite side of the play. I mean, he just does things that other people are not capable of doing.
I remember,
and he did it for a long, long time.
He did. I remember the first time I saw him play at North Carolina, and it was a – I guess he picked up a fumble or maybe an interception, and I saw him run, and I thought, that's unfair because he doesn't look like a defensive lineman. He ran – he looked like a pass-catching tight end when he was running in the open field. He was that fluid an athlete. He was also probably Carolina's best basketball player on the 2000 team that went to the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he was that kind of an athlete.
I remain convinced if Julius Peppers had chosen to play basketball, he would have become an NBA All-Star.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any doubt about that. I mean, I think the floor for him as a basketball player would have been like Ben Wallace or somebody like that. I mean, and that guy's an all-time great defensive player and rebounder. So, I mean, yeah, it's just he's a physical marvel. But you did touch on it. I mean, Julius has – he's kind of – I don't know if transcended is a little too corny.
No,
but
yes.
Julius has become this – kind of warrior, poet, statesman of football around here. I mean, he is the wise man that other people seek out. And he's done it very subtly. He's done it very low-key. He mm-hmm. never wanted to be recognized. He, you know, I kind of laughed when he was here the other week when we were taking some pictures, and I said, hey, you're stuck with me now. You have to sit in that chair and be interviewed for the next 30 minutes, Julius. And he sort of laughed, and he said, yeah, I guess you got me. So, I mean, he never sought out the spotlight. It just kept finding him because he was so sensational at everything he does.
Darren Gant. Panthers.com. At Darren Gant with two T's for extra talent. You can ask the old guy, but check out Panthers.com for all the Machine Muhammad and Julius Peppers content coming up. We're not that far from training camp. We're like, what, 10 days out, 12 days out?
I hate you. Why do you have to harsh my mellow?
No, that's good.
No, it's good. It's just, I was joking with Victoria. It's always a delight hearing her voice on the other end of the phone. But it means when I get these calls coming in, that means summer's over. Camp's starting. It's time. It's, you know.
Gotcha.
We got the end of vacation in. We're kind of, it's that time. But, yeah, it's big stuff coming up. We were just in a meeting a little bit ago actually talking about plans for Spartanburg and all that we've got coming up in the next little bit. And it's on, brother. It's going to be like things we've seen before, but unlike anything we've seen lately, because there's just a level of anticipation about this camp with a number one overall pick quarterback. And, you know, that changes things. I used to joke with people about Cam of don't take it for granted because you don't always get to have one of these.
Right.
And they're actually fortunate to be in a position where, you know, you only go 5 years without somebody who has the potential to be that kind of player.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. I appreciate your time, Darren.
Man.
At Darren Gant on Twitter. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Yeah, call me when I'm in Spartanburg, and the sweat will come through the phone. You'll be able to hear the humidity when I'm in Spartanburg.
I was just there a few weeks ago. Yes, it is ready. It is absolutely ready. Don't ask why. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Take care. Darren Gant.